this is an interesting development, and there'll be supporters and detractors on this particular matter, or it's probably a 50-50 split. It says here in the Courier today, tenants will have boosted rights to own pets in their rental properties, with landlords stripped of their absolute rights to deny requests under new laws to pass Parliament today. These reforms only allow property owners to refuse a pet on reasonable grounds, including that the property is unsuitable because of a lack of space or fencing, there was an unacceptable risk to health and safety, or that it was against bylaws. Now, it goes on to say lessors can place reasonable conditions on pet ownership, including that the pet is to be kept outside, or that carpets are cleaned and the property is fumigated at the end of a lease. But renters will be able to take the lessor to the Residential Tenancies Authority for dispute resolution, or to the Queensland Civil Administrative Tribunal if they believe their request has been unfairly rejected. Some of the commentary from property owners is that, oh, that's the last straw, I'm going to sell my rental property. And, of course, that might make the rental squeeze even tighter than it is. Be interesting to hear what Antonia Mercurella's got to say about these developments. Antonia's the Chief Executive, Real Estate Institute Queensland. Hello, Antonia.
Good morning, John.
We've been talking about this issue for some time now. It's, well, virtually over the line going to Parliament today, and it's, it will be passed, apparently. Talk to me about your thoughts on this. I mean, there's both sides of the argument need to be aired.
Yeah, look, that's right. And I think, as we've talked about before, tenancy reforms are never easy, that balancing act that any government of the day needs to strike between the competing rights and interests of both tenants and property owners is certainly a challenging one. Look, what we'd say about this bill that's likely to be passed later today in Parliament is that certainly we acknowledge that it is that the government has shifted its position considerably from where it first was thinking about taking tenancy reforms, and we think that's a good thing. But there's no doubt that there will be some property owners who will reconsider whether they wish to stay in that, whether they wish to retain the investment property, because certainly the legislation does introduce more onerous requirements for owners. And of course, what it also does is that it does, it certainly curtails certain decision-making powers that normally an owner would expect to have. Having said that, there's some important positive elements in this reform, and one of those, I think, that's important to acknowledge is the work that it does in terms of domestic and family violence and helping victims in those situations. And certainly we support those amendments, and I think also the introduction of minimum housing standards is also something that, as the peak body for real estate, we're also very supportive of. So, as is always the case with any legislation, there's some good and bad in there.
How tight is the rental squeeze in Brisbane?
It's about as tight as you can imagine it to be, John. We have very, very tight vacancy rates virtually across all of Queensland. Interestingly enough, regional Queensland is where we're seeing the tightest rates at sub 1% levels.
Yes, same here.
As we've talked about before, anything below 2.5% is considered tight. So when we're talking about vacancy rates that are around 0.5%, you can appreciate incredibly tight. Important to acknowledge that's not exclusive to Queensland. We're seeing that virtually across all of the nation, but certainly timing-wise, probably not a great thing. And of course, the other thing that we're seeing is because we've got a combination of a very tight rental market, and of course the sales market is very buoyant at the moment. So we are seeing already that owners are taking the opportunity when those tenancy agreements are coming to the end of their term. We're hearing lots of stories about investors taking advantage of market conditions and selling up, and certainly that's not going to help the supply of rental property.
Well, exactly. Look, let me ask you this too. I missed the point. You were talking about the impact on domestic and family violence. So what's the connection there, sorry?
Yes. So what the bill does is it listeners may remember that during COVID, the government introduced some temporary measures for people who were experienced domestic and family violence. They were able to end the tenancy agreement or leave the premises without the normal liabilities that are associated with that scenario. We call that a break lease scenario.
Okay.
What the bill does is it seeks to make those provisions enduring and make them permanent. And effectively, what this bill says is that if you are renting a property, you are able to end the tenancy agreement by giving 7 days' notice, or even if you're in a co-tenancy situation, so you're not the only tenant there, you give the 7 days' notice, and effectively, you remove yourself from the normal liability that would come with leaving a tenancy early. And also you're able to, the process is quite streamlined. The bill says that you can access your bond in a faster manner. Mm. So it's really designed to allow people in domestic and family violence situations who may be sharing that property with the perpetrator, or it may be that the perpetrator knows where they live and they need to flee. Mm-hmm. They will still need to provide evidence, I should say, evidence that they are suffering from domestic and family violence, but the process is streamlined and it removes that obstacle that cannot otherwise be something that prevents them from being able to leave.
Very interesting, Antonia. It remains to be seen anyway about these PET requirements, whether or not they're going to have that impact on actually making the rental squeeze even tighter. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Good to talk to you, Antonia. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
That's Antonia Mercorella. She's the Chief Executive, Real Estate Institute, Queensland. We're at the time now, 11 to 11.